Hey, it's bourbonblog.com. One of the coolest crowdfunding projects that I've seen in a long time is happening right now, where you can actually have your own racehorse. I have Jeff Gray. He is the founder of True Inc. and the name of the project, True Stables, home of the People's Horse. How's it going, Jeff?
You know, everything is excellent. We've gone from being, you know, an adventure magazine to the largest racing club in America in the last couple of weeks with this People's Horse project. So, you know, it's an exciting time. And, you know, we've been able to like really, you know, collect members of the stable from all around the world, from London, from Dubai, you know, and, it's become really a living adventure. And we're happy to have you guys on board as well.
Absolutely. This is an adventure. We're all in together. Tell us how this works. We're all going to become owners, or we can all have the chance to become owners in this horse, right?
Yeah. I mean, so one of the things, you know, we're True.Inc. and Ink Like a Pen, I-N-K, and, you know, we have roots through, you know, this old adventure magazine in the 30s and 40s. We've revived it to create more of like a living, more of an experiential magazine where you can be sort of part of the story. We kind of find just clicking through on our phones to be quite boring. You know, the tales that we consume in life, you know, tend to be clickbait, and we thought, you know, why not bring some of these things alive and really bring everybody together and buy a racehorse? So the way this program works is that we now have over, I think, 240 members. It's run like a club. The club owns the horse. The members make decisions. You can vote on the trainer, vote on the silks. You can vote on what kinds of races that we want to run, and you'll be invited to feed the horse. You can go every time the horse races, we're going to throw these crazy parties at the track. We're going to be, you know, drinking tons and tons of things as we've already done already and really sort of celebrate and give everyone the experience of what it's like to be a racehorse owner, because you guys now, you guys have been to the Derby. You know, it's like not even good enough to be rich to own a racehorse. I mean, you have to be like extremely rich to really get in the game. And while there are options for folks to buy in to horses at lower prices, it's really out of reach for so many people. So we decided, let's start the People's Horse and give us all a chance to have the experience of being a horse owner, combine that modern community, the modern networking, with the most ancient pastime that we know.
What a cool idea. So as we're sitting and watching the race happen, not only would we say, that's my horse, like I put a bet on it, but we'll say, that's my horse. We actually own that horse, or part of that horse.
Not only is it your horse, you know, spiritually, literally, but you also have a chance to name it. And one of the things that we're doing is we have this national contest, or international contest going, rather, for who can name the People's Horse. We have hundreds of names that have been submitted, and over the next couple of weeks, we're going to whittle them down. But what I really invite all the members of Double B Bourbon Blog to do right now is to enter the People's Horse naming competition. If you were to name a racehorse, what name would you name it? And as you guys know, the winner of the contest is going to receive a bottle of 15-year-old Pappy Van Winkle bourbon. And this is actually, this Pappy, believe it or not, has been the product of a tremendous outpouring of this campaign. We hadn't even thought of this idea, but someone came to us and said, look, I love this project, I love this idea. I have a bottle of 15-year-old Pappy and I want to donate it to the winner of the Name the People's Horse contest. So there's sort of like a wishing well of well-wishers. They're getting in on this, and I encourage you guys to join today because the campaign ends tomorrow.
I love it. So if you invest any amount, from $5 all the way up to any amount, I see $5 is the minimum investment, and then you can invest up to whatever you want to invest, you'll be entered to win this bottle of 15-year-old Pappy, which we know is all tough to get. It's certainly a nice little perk.
Absolutely, and I think that in addition to just getting the bottle, I mean, you know, just to give you guys an idea of how we work at Truist, you're not just going to get this bottle in the mail. We are going to give you this bottle when we actually get our horse. When our horse comes to the barn, we're going to have a naming, christening ceremony where you will be invited and your friends, and it's 6:30 in the morning or 7 when horses are at their best. Then we will give you the bottle, and you can open it and share it with who's around.
I love that. What a great day that'll be. So once you get the funds together, is it going to be, what's the process going to be like? How are you going to go about picking out this horse once we,
you know, this, you know, this is the challenge, and we challenge you, you know, this project is really challenging. It is not instantaneous gratification. You know, getting a horse requires, and getting a good horse or the right kind of horse requires a lot of research, a lot of care, a lot of due diligence. We first will need to assemble our racing team. So we'll find a trainer, we'll find a blood stocking agent. We're going to interview some folks and we'll allow you a chance to actually vote on who you would like to see in the stable of the people's horse. And we're going to teach you everything there is about horse racing. It's really, you know, part narrative, part experience, and some good times in between. So it's going to be, it's really tricky to say, but, you know, the racing season, we already have some plans throughout the summer. We'll be in Saratoga. If any of you guys are in New York, we'll be throwing some parties there. And then we'll be putting this team together throughout the fall.
And from what I understand, Jeff, is this the very first time anyone has ever crowdfunded a racehorse like this? I've never seen this happen.
Absolutely. First time in history. It's sort of a nutty idea. You know, when we tell people what we're doing, they're like, oh, like that's just crazy enough to work. And I think that, you know, the truth is that, you know, crowdsourcing is just a really, really effective way, and it's proven an effective way for everyone to share something, whether it's a pursuit, a product, or in this case, our own racehorse.
Very nice. And I see all kinds of amounts you're able to invest in, every from $5 to $100, thousands of dollars. How does it work? Whenever this horse ends up, whatever its name is going to be, it ends up doing extremely well and winning a race or dividend split, or is that something that's going to be decided later, or how is all that going to work as far as a big investment for the investment people?
Right. So this is how the program works. And just a warning, you know, as you guys, I'm sure, know that, you know, investing in a racehorse is a very, very high risk, fragile investment.
Right.
Okay. I mean, everything goes wrong. Everything, you know, is, you know, very, very low yield. And the way we wanted to design the program was we wanted to make it as affordable as possible. Now, there are other kinds of syndicates and other kinds of membership clubs where you can put in, you know, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, where, you know, you're on the hook for the expenses, and if the horse wins, you can win, you know, your percentage of the winnings. But we thought that, you know, $10,000-$15,000 is just a little bit too much, a little bit out of reach for most people in the city, and what we wanted to do is make that price as affordable as possible. So our membership started at $100, which is by far the lowest that that any club offers. And what's so special too about how far we've become is that all the money that we've raised, is our average is $100. You know, we've been raising it all in small amounts. And what that allows us to do is really run a club where we can really truly build an emboldened community and use that community, I think, to other pursuits. Now, what we're interested in is creating and living the story to the max, okay? We want, like, you know, we want to have actually, like, a ridiculous amount of fun in our lives. And for us, we thought, well, if we allowed it, we tried to figure out a way for everybody to get, like, a 30-cent check if the horse was lucky enough to win money, then we'd have to go through all this regulatory paperwork and everyone had to get background checked and licensed. And by the time that you would even get a chance to even invest in the horse, you'd have to be, you know, you'd have to spend a couple $100 in just state forms. You know, and what fun is that for just a small amount? So we designed our program. It's very different, where it's not an investment vehicle. If the horse wins crazy money, you're not going to receive a check for $1, $2, $5 to split with hundreds of people. But what you will have a chance to do, the club will keep the winnings, and these winnings, you'll have a chance to vote on where the winnings will go. So if we want to buy another horse, we can use the money towards that. If we want to go in on, let's say, maybe a bourbon distillery, we can do that, and we can make our own bourbon.
That's not a bad idea, right?
Seriously, you know,
that's right.
And then we keep the party going, you know, and I just think that also, too, the other problem with, like, making it individuals is that some people pay more, then they get more, some people get less. That's not the people's horse. You know, the people's horse should be everyone, you know, has a chance to get in at any price. And we can have fun with it and not necessarily let money creep in the way, because when money and profits get involved, I think, and what we think is true, is that it just tends to ruin a little bit of the essence of the flavor of what it is that we're trying to enjoy.
Well, you're doing something incredibly unique and special, and something that I'm certainly going to put a few dollars towards and look forward to joining you at many parties. I mean, that's what life's about, is having fun. And that's what the best part of going to a horse race is about. Obviously, it is about the people and the horses, but it's about having a good time. And I think you have the right spirit, and I congratulate you on this. And as far as you've come, how many days you've come this far in how many days? For almost 40,000, and how many days is it?
It's been about 5 weeks. You know, what's interesting, though, and this is, I think, the essence of, like, where bourbon and horses really come along, is that horses, they tend to bring out, you know, they teach us about ourselves. And when you go and you spend a day at the track, it's about fun, but it's a commitment of time. Time is so measured. You know, where else can you spend a day like that? And in our modern world, where time is so cruelly efficient and speeds by, the horse forces us to sort of live on a different rhythm. And it's a time where we can sort of really share each other's company. And I hope to see you all in Saratoga. I hope, you know, you guys will all become members of the People's Horse. And this is just the first of a very, very extraordinary adventure.
What's the best day you've ever had at the track? Do you have a good track story?
You know, not a story, but just a memory is just being in Kentucky and smelling the sweat, seeing the necklines and the hats and the skirts and the bow ties, really starting to feel the comms of like a extraordinary hangover at like 11:30 in the morning.
That's one I'm familiar with too.
You know, that's the town what it's like, right?
Right.
With our own plastic horse, and that's a part of the other thing too about, you know, we've been traveling with this life-size fiberglass horse where people write their horse names in, and we've taken it to Kentucky, Baltimore, and the Belmont. We've done the entire triple crown. But the other memory too, and just, you know, just to offer a competition one a couple hours before that one they just offered, is that, you know, just being in the barns in the morning, you know, and just like being like so tired and having like really shitty coffee and just walking around seeing these incredible animals and like being close to them and having them a little bit to yourself for just a couple seconds and having that kind of access is really where I think the great addiction of horse racing lies. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, the gambling's fun and, you know, the drinks are cool, but the horses, you know, to be close and to sort of like get to hang with the horses and get to know them is something we're really looking forward to.
Well, we look forward to joining you, Jeffrey Gray, the founder of True Inc. and the True Stables. You have until tomorrow, until the end of the day, I guess I should say until the end of the day on Friday, June 24th to get in on this, to become part of become an investor, a backer of the People's Horse. We'll share the link on bourbonblog.com, and your website is true.inc.
True.inc and ink like a pen, I-N-K.
Thanks for joining us, Jeffrey.
Thanks for having me, and look forward to hanging out soon.